His insurance company told Kenneth Admire it would no longer pay for his handicapped accessible van, although it would pay for any modifications needed to a standard van he purchased on his own. Admire said that's not fair, because the only reason he needs a van is his injuries from a 1987 auto accident. The insurance company had paid the entire cost for modified vans in the past, but the Michigan Supreme Court's Republican majority held Admire would have transportation expenses regardless of his injuries, so the insurance company only has to cover the modifications. The decision takes place as the legislature debates changes to Michigan's no-fault law, including caps on medical and assisted living benefits. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.